And we start with last Sunday, June 26th. The Pigs down at Durham, taking on the Bulls, looking to pull off a three-game sweep of Durham. And it went into extra innings, 1-1, until Lehigh Valley jumped ahead 3-1 in the top of the 10th. Then in the bottom of the 10th inning, the Pigs looked like they might close it out. A ground ball, however, to Taylor Featherston at third gets booted. So a 3-2 game, Durham very much alive. And moments later...
Now the runner's lead, pitch is swung on a ground ball to third. Knocked down by Featherston, who fumbles again, goes to second, gets one. They still have time for two. Relay is in time. Pigs win with an around-the-horn double play started by Featherston, who has not even gotten up. He's crouched over behind third, ashamed at bobbling one, bobbling another, but he had the courage to pick it up, persevere, and turn the inning-ending double play. And in all ways to get a sweep, in all ways to end a game in 10 innings, in all ways to end a game with as dramatic a finish, he gets a second chance, nearly commits another error, but in the end turns the Univest double play. I have seen it all.
3-2, the final score there. So it's to Monday and a three-game set versus Columbus back home at Coca-Cola Park in Allentown. And, well, things didn't go all that well for Lehigh Valley in this series at all.
And the 2-2 pitch swung on, and this is drilled in the air out to deep left field. Perkins is back on the track by the wall, and this is gone. A high-arcing two-run shot from Michael Choice. His fourth of the year gives Columbus a 3-1 lead.
A lead that would put Columbus ahead for good as the Clippers win it 5-3 over the Pigs. Ben Lively takes the loss, even though he tossed six innings. It is his first loss since July of last year, that snapping a 23-start unbeaten streak. To Tuesday, where once again the Lehigh Valley Bats were cold. A 1-0 Columbus win. It comes on an unearned run after an E5 in the sixth inning committed by Darnell Sweeney. James Russell did go seven innings, his longest outing of the year, but Russell takes the loss as the Pigs lose it 1-0. The next night versus Columbus, more of the same, more cold bats, and Lehigh Valley made another error that led to a run for the Clippers. Columbus wins it 5-2. So looking for something, the Pigs just happy to get rid of the West Division leader and bring in the South Division leader, Charlotte. The start of a four-game set, second time this year. The Pigs and the Knights will play four, the last one down in North Carolina, this one up here in PA. Would you know it, once again, we had another pitcher's duel, or a lack of offense duel, if you want to describe it more bluntly. 1-1 the score went to the eighth inning when Nick Williams reached on a double, and that set the stage two batters later for one of the most reliable Iron Pigs in clutch situations.
They're on the corners. It'll be a 1-1 to Stassi. Pitch swung on a ground ball, chopped out to short. Let's see if it's too slow for two. It's fielded by Garcia to second for one. Relay throw, not in time. It was too slow. Stassi legs it out. Williams scores, and the Pigs go up 2-1. Make it a seventh go-ahead RBI for Stassi in this wonderful four-week session he's on.
And make it a 2-1 Lehigh Valley win, as that was the game winner in the bottom of the eighth inning. Anthony Vasquez picks up his second win of the year in Lehigh Valley. Vasquez, eight innings, five hits, one run. It was unearned. So, to the next night, Lehigh Valley and Charlotte locked it up again in a pitcher's duel. 2-2 this time it went to the eighth inning. When?
Now the pitch to Williams, swung on, there she goes, into the Bud Light trough. Williams hammers a home run to right. Pigs back in front 3-2.
And would you believe it, for the power threat that Nick Williams is, that was his first home run in 85 at-bats. Pigs win it 3-2 over the Knights. To the Saturday affair, Lehigh Valley can wrap up the series here and put together a three-game winning streak, but things didn't quite go that well. Ben Lively coming in off of his first loss of the year, kind of lost control early on.
Two in scoring position, two outs, and the one-strike pitch swung on and drilled in the air out to deep right field. Perkins turns, looks up, and this ball is gone. A three-run shot for Leori Garcia, his third of the year. It's a 7-1 Knights lead.
couple times later on in the game, maybe you thought Lehigh Valley would mount a comeback, but those threats eventually quelled. This one never close as the Pigs fall to the Knights 10-3. So that sets the stage for today. Lehigh Valley, with a win, can take the series from Charlotte. They took the first series versus the Knight 3 out of 4. They can do it with a win here tonight. That is the week that was in Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs baseball.